Greetings. One of the things I witness all too frequently is how little people show up in their own lives. That may seem like an impossible statement. How do I not show up in my own life when it's my life? Allow me to explain. Your sense of who you are is constructed out of the program of the lower mind. Note well that I used the word program. All your needs, beliefs, desires, attachments, and judgments, as well as most of your likes and dislikes, have been imprinted on your consciousness, and you identify with them all as being part of your personality. And they are. But the personality is not you. It never has been and never will be. You, the essence of you, cannot be defined by any limiting factor and stands free of all of them. One of the great challenges of your evolution is to begin to function more consciously, to show up in your life. The personality runs on autopilot. It is not conscious. You, on the other hand, are consciousness itself, and you have within you the capacity to see beyond the conditioning of the mind and to emerge as a conscious being capable of living life rather than just existing through it. But in order to do that, effort is required. For most, just that word effort is enough to turn them off. Life's already hard enough, right? The mind wants things to be easy and stable. It wants nothing to do with upsetting the status quo or pushing through comfort zones. Think of your average Joe out there whose life is dictated by routine. Get up, go to work, come home, have dinner, watch TV, go to bed, sleep, and repeat. He may have an awareness that he could do more or be more, but the effort it would require is enough to keep him satisfied with his own complacency. And what a shame that is. Joe isn't showing up in his own life. He isn't a dynamic divine force moving through the world of opposites, is he? But isn't that the level we all have to attain if we want to exit out of this hellish system of karma and reincarnation? Indeed it is. So what are you waiting for? Once you truly understand that what you don't accomplish and move beyond today, you will have to continue to repeat until you do, regardless of how many lifetimes it takes, it becomes more and more difficult to just live on cruise control. And this is where you are challenged to be more conscientious in your own life. Look at these words. Conscious. Consciousness. Conscience. Conscientious. Conscientiousness. They're all linked, aren't they? Let me show you how. Consciousness is God itself, awareness. And in highest truth, you are that. Consciousness, by definition, is conscious or aware. The conscience is the aspect deep within you that knows right from wrong. It is divine. To be conscientious is to live by your conscience and also to focus your awareness, your consciousness, in your daily life. Conscientiousness is the ability and commitment one embodies to dedicating great focus on that to which you give your attention or where you place your awareness. So, to show up in your life requires you to be A, conscious, and B, conscientious. I frequently tell my students that the understandings they have been given are truly meaningless until they strive to continually walk them out in the world. In other words, in order to become more conscious, they need to be conscientious in their lives. The best way to apply this is to find the places in your life where you don't make any attempt to grow. It may be your job, your marriage, your writing skills, your golf swing, or your connection to God. Be honest about where you feel stagnant or where others have told you that you are. And then take steps to begin pushing your boundaries to exceed your current limitations. Although we can feel stagnant in our lives, there really isn't any stasis, as everything is always in motion. You are either moving forward or backward in every moment. The feeling of stagnation, or of the rut we get trapped in, is the indicator that you've stopped growing and are in reverse mode. And how unfair to a consciousness that is built for eternal expansion. The personality doesn't care, but the eternal you does care. It's here as a gift to experience life, magical, glorious, beautiful life. It's time for you, as the will of God in form, to bypass the severely limited personality and be here now to gain in experience and wisdom. You can show up today, right now. So do it.